Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind.
Last night, out of the blue, drifting off to the evening news, she said, honey, what would you do if you'd have never met me? I just laughed, said, I don't know. I could take a couple guesses, though, and then tried to dig real deep. Said, darling, honestly, I do a lot more offshore fishing, probably eat more drive-thru chicken, take a few strokes off my golf game. If I'd have never known your name, I'd still be driving that old green Nova. I probably never would have heard of yoga. I'd be a better football fan. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for that got her attention. So I said, oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I wouldn't trade a single day, 400 years the other way. She just smiled and rolled her eyes, yeah, she's heard all of my lines. I said, come on girl, seriously, if I hadn't been so lucky, I'd be shooting pool in my bachelor pad, playing bass in my cover band, stocking up cold Bud Light for poker every Tuesday night, yeah. I'd have a dirt bike in the shed, not one throw pillow on the bed. I keep my cat was a single man, alone and out there on the loose. Well, I'd be looking for a woman like you. She knows what a mess I'd be if I didn't have her here. But to be sure, I whispered in her ear, I get sick deep sea fishing, and you make the best fried chicken. I got a hopeless golf game. I love the sound of your name. I might miss that old green Nova, but I love watching you do yoga. I take a gold band on my hand over being a single man, 'cause honestly I don't know what I'd do if I'd never
woman like you. Lee Brice here on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. Hi, everyone. Hope you're having a great afternoon out there. Just a little bit past 4 o'clock. Stay tuned. At 4:30, we've got high school baseball. The Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders taking the field in just a little bit. Till then, we'll keep you company with some great music. Here's Dierks Bentley, Free and Easy on 105.5.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. We'll be right back.
we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And that 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. At 747, somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song, damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Ever changing as it flows, and the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you, and never knowing what's in store makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away. What we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you sit upon the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. Yes, I will sail my vessel till till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. And there's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls. But with the good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Till the river runs dry.
Garth Brooks with The River, one of his classics here on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. I don't know if you knew this, everyone. WIRI stands for Wisconsin River. Ha ha. I'm full of all kinds of great information. Well, I'm full of something. Up next, we've got Eric Church, some of it here on 105.5.
Beer don't keep. Love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold them close, till the brakes go for broke. Be the first to reach for a hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. You want a rhythm makes you a man. Just being true to her till your glass runs out of sand. Some of it you learn the hard way. Some of it you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it.
Off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. Pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar. To find a cool new sound, and you smile when the record band shoots you down. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. To be a star, you gotta bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town.
Like you always said we would. And packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man. Put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I did. The money talks, but I ain't buying. Don't wanna fall in love. Oh, 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 oh.
settle down with him. She ain't wrong, the whole town knows that you had a bed of roses, but girl, you couldn't walk that line. You can act like you do at fine. Love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing, and the next it's already gone.
Interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to High School Sports Action here on 105.5 WIRI, and today we've got a dandy for you. It is the battle for Wood County, as I like to call it. This time it's on the baseball diamond as the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders take on the Marshfield Tigers. My name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing you the action today from a sun-soaked Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank Field at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Complex, and it will be a dandy. It's actually the second time these teams have played in a 24-hour span. That's right. They took each other on yesterday with the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders taking home a 5-3 victory as they look to move even further above 500 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference standings, and they look to take the regular season series over these Marshfield Tigers. A little bit going into the game, as just the other day, a very historic day for Rapids coach Bob Galetta, as he secured his 400th career victory as a coach, and he did that on Saturday when the Red Raiders took on the La Crosse Riverhawks as they swept both games of that doubleheader, and that was a very big moment in Galetta's career, and it was a big moment in Wisconsin Rapids baseball history, as there's not 400 is a big number, quite honestly, and that's quite the accomplishment for Bob, as he's been around Wisconsin Rapids since 1994, I believe, and he was one of my teachers when I went to Lincoln, just a good guy, good family, and always a man knows baseball. So with that, we're finishing up the team introductions, and we're going to take a national anthem break, so if we could just step out here for a couple moments here and pay honor to the country, and then we'll get our introduction started here. But keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
Welcome back here to Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank Field as Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders and the Marshfield Tigers are about to kick off this second game in a 24-hour span between the two teams. Wisconsin Rapids, as I said, came away with a 5-3 victory yesterday, so they're looking to get the sweep. But looking at the lineups today, Marshfield, obviously, they are the away team wearing their gray pants and black jerseys with orange letters and numbers with some white trim on there, the customary Tiger colors. And starting things up for them is number three, Jacob Sadowska. He is a shortstop, followed by Chase Robinson, number eight. He is third base. Owen Griesbach, he's pitching today, number 22. Adam Gilbertson, he's a catcher, number 15. Tyler Kramer, he's number 20, plays shortstop. Braden Anderson, number 16, he's playing right field. Mason Anderson, he's the DH today, number 7. Bryce Schade, number 9, he is playing right field. And Dayton Bugar, he is playing center in number 13. Towing the rubber for the Red Raiders is Brett Simonson, as his first pitch is high and away. But that's just one pitch of a game, so not too much to be worried about yet. He's been one of the major stalwarts of the Raiders pitching staff this season, a very good season where they're sitting at, I believe, a 10-4 record, and they are sitting just one game over 500. They were able to sweep Merrill a couple weeks ago. Last week, they fell victim to Wausau East in both games, losing 6-1 and 1-0, unfortunately. And then they, of course, got the win yesterday over these same Marshfield Tigers. Looking around the infield here for the Red Raiders, you got Sam Cronkite. He is catching, as I said, Simonson. He's towing the rubber. He's on the mound today as he's up in a 3-0 count, and he walks four straight pitches to Sadowska to open up the game. Not the way he wants to open things up, but he'll settle in, hopefully, for the Red Raiders as they look to possibly turn a double play and take care of the base runner and keep moving forward. Going out the rest of the infield, Trevor Martin, he's at first. Landon Freeman, he's playing second. Caleb Ellis at shortstop. And Jarrett Saligowski, he's playing third. Look at the outfield, left to right. Gage Honeyager, his runner thought about stealing, and then about 15 feet off the bag, he said, I think I'm going to go back. As we get back to the outfield, going left to right, left field, Gage Honeyager, center, Jordan Zaligowski, and right field is Jackson Leskowski. His pickoff attempt is close, but Sadowska gets back in there. So no pitch back to home yet, as a little bit of a cat-mouse game going on in the base paths as Simonson, he looks there. Turns around, pickoff attempt again. Runner back there. So, obviously, Sadowska's got a little bit of speed in there. So, he's looking to kind of give Rapids a little bit of trouble for that leadoff walk. Other games going on today. Wisconsin Rapids is also hosting Marshfield in softball just about 50 yards away. And it's going the way of the Red Raiders. Top of the third inning, 7-0 lead. So good for the young ladies over there as they look to keep battling for a top three spot in the conference. And an 0-1 count delivered home strike as Simonson looks the runner, and he delivers home. The runner goes, throw Cronkite. He's late to Freeman. That's a stolen base. And that the Tigers now have a runner in scoring position. I want to thank everybody for joining us this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Normally don't have games on Wednesdays. That's usually what back in my day was called the church night. But just usually a day just kind of get some rest, get some practice, relaxation before potential four straight games, depending on how the schedule sets up with the spring, with all the weather we've had, as a 0-2 count goes high and inside. So first ball of the count here to Robinson. Robinson, right-handed batter. He steps in, bat above his head. Simonson looking back at second. And that's a high pitch, so that's a 2-2 count now coming in. Sadowska, he's really making Simonson think about it, as he's got some good speed, real fleet of foot. Rapids not looking to pick him off, so it's just kind of a cat and mouse game, as I said. Pitch comes home, and it's foul ball into foul right straight down into the batter's box, and so you get another foul and live to see another day. Umpiring tonight at home plate is Art Foth, and on the bases, that's Bruce Schoff. That's pretty good tandem there. They've been around for a long, long time at the high school ranks, and American Legion for that matter, and do some football as well. Good guys. I've had many of conversation with them as that pitch is low and inside, and the count goes full. Chase Robinson looking to get two base runners on. No one out yet. It's early on, first inning, top of the first inning, no score between Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield. Simonson, he goes back, he thinks about it, and he fakes that throw as Sadowska, he slides back in there. No throw, however. So they're making him think about it, which can get them a little razzled. And there's no razzle on that, as that's a strikeout looking for Robinson. So there's your first out of the inning for the Red Raiders as Owen Griesbach steps to the plate. Griesbach, he's the pitcher for the Tigers tonight as he's stepping into the right-handed batter's box. Sadowska still standing on second base. Look over from Simonson as he's in stretch position. Looking on over, looking back, and he delivers home. That's high and inside. So 1-0 count coming the way of Griesbach. With it being a Wednesday, there are not too many other games going on. As I said, normally that's kind of a day of rest for the teams in the areas, Wednesdays and Sundays. If they have to play a Wednesday, they will do it as they are today. And with the way we've had with weather, that's why they're playing today, is tomorrow when the game was originally scheduled. And that's calling for rain. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be out in the rain. I don't think the kids do either. And not really fun to play baseball or anything in the rain. So when the weather's good, got to get playing. And that's what they are doing today as time is called momentarily. As Griesbach steps back in the box and Simonson gets ready. Look over at second. Prepares to deliver, keeps looking, and here's your pitch, and he blows right past him, and that goes to a 2-1 count here to Griesbach. Looking at other scores that happened yesterday, If I can quick pull that up on my sports app here. There's a foul pitch. Goes out of play. Gets over towards the softball diamond. Hopefully everybody got out of the way on that one. Looking at things yesterday, softball-wise, got a couple winners yesterday as Assumption Royals. They got a 9-2 win over Newman Catholic. That one, good one to see the Royals get that as they just got a few more conference games. They've actually just got three more conference games, and they take two of them. They will at least win a share of the Merriwood Conference South Division title for what seems about the millionth year in a row as they've had a very good string of luck there in that conference. And then South Central Conference ways, Nakusa, they got a big win yesterday as pitch is called a strike there on a 2-2 count, and down goes Griesbach. He goes down looking for the second out of the inning with runner stranded on second so far. That's Jacob Sadowska as Adam Gilbertson steps into the left-handed batter's box as he tries to deliver a top of the first inning run if he can make contact and score Sadowska. No pickoff going to be coming this time as Simonson delivers, and that's a little high inside, but still called strike by Mr. Art Foth. Won't argue with that. So quickly, 0-1 count here coming to Simonson. And as I was saying, Nakusa softball, they got a nice win yesterday over Westfield. They lost to him about 2 weeks ago in a game that was weather impacted. They started playing on a Thursday, and then they had to play it, finish it on a Monday, and they lost 12-10. But yesterday they got the job done, 10-6. So good for the Papermakers. It's an 0-2 count, and this one's close, but just a bit outside. If you want to quote Mr. Harvey Doyle, Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball. So the count's 1-2, two outs, runner on second for Simonson, looking for a payoff pitch here. Is he stretch position? He looks back. No one going to cover, so it's going to be throw, and it is low and inside, so count goes to 2-2. Looking for a couple other scores here. Yesterday, the Assumption Royals baseball team, they got their first win of the year, 4-1 win over Loyal. Good for the Royals there. It's been a tough year. It's been a little lean, but they were able to get through and get the W yesterday. So very happy for the Royals there and Coach Ryan Hartman. As the pitch goes, called for a ball. Full count. Two out. Runner on second. Let's see what Simonson can do here. And that's high and inside. Ball four. He walks Gilbertson. So gets to... Tigers get to extend the inning as Tyler Kramer, he comes to the bag, or comes to the plate, as he will be looking to extend the inning and maybe even load the bases or score a run here. As Cronkite, he goes over to talk to the pitcher, and then there's a courtesy runner there for Gilbertson. Gonna have to take a look at that number. It looks 24, I believe. And that's Dawson Meisner. Dawson, M-E-I-S-S-N-E-R, Meisner. I'll go with that. His first pitch is a strike over to Kramer. Again, runners on first and second, two outs for Brett Simonson. Pitch in, that's fouled. That is going to be just barely enough to get out of play. No, quickly down, 0-2 in the count is Kramer. Checking back in on softball as they are currently in the bottom of the third inning. Rapids holding a 7-1 advantage. So that's good for the Red Raiders there, as Marshfield was able to get a run. Pitch coming in, And he's caught looking as Kramer goes down for the third K of the side as Simonson strikes out the side. So we're through with the first half inning and no scores. Red Raiders are looking to come to the plate and get some runs here. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
We're back here at the Nicholas Support Edwards State Bank Field at the Rapids Area Sports Complex as we are going to the bottom of the first inning where Wisconsin Rapids will get their first crack at Owen Griesbach. He's the pitcher for the Tigers today as the order looks like this. Brett Simonson, he starts things off for the Red Raiders. Pitcher, Gage Honeyager, he's second. Caleb Ellis, third. Matthew Vollert, he's DH today as he's cleanup spot. Trevor Martin, followed by Jordan Zelagowski, then Jarrett Zelagowski, and followed then finally by Jackson Laskowski and Landon Freeman. The Cronkite, he's being DH'd for, so no Cronkite at the plate, and that's where you get Mr. Matthew Vollert. As Simonson comes to the plate, Wisconsin Rapids wearing their home whites with white tops, vests, and pants, and red helmets with numbers and letters and everything in between there, so customary Red Raider garb as first pitch is way low and outside. So quickly, you know, one ball count here for Simonson. Second pitch goes foul way over the third base side. Probably landed on the JV softball diamond. So hopefully everybody was heads up on that and no one got hurt. As 1-1 count, delivery comes to home, was a little inside, jammed him off the hands, hit over to shortstop, shortstop to first, and he's in time as Sadowska makes it on over to Brant Fries for the first out. Scoring a home, that's a 6-3 put out as Gage Honeyager steps to the plate. Another lefty for another left-handed bat for the Red Raiders. Honeyager's had a very good season this far. As his first pitch is way high and outside for Honeyager. Fortunately, I don't have access to really any of the stats for the teams other than going back and retroactively going through and calculating batting averages and ERAs myself, which fortunately, I did not have the time to do that before today. Some coaches make it a very big secret what batting averages are, and slugging percentage is another strike goes to Honeyager. And it's a 1-2 count, one out, nobody on. As I was saying, you know, some coaches, I understand there's something to statistics, and a lot of teams can manipulate that and figure out, well, probably don't want to pitch this guy or in this situation, and I understand it, but makes a job like mine or Randy Paul's very difficult sometimes when we don't have stats to talk about and give us an idea and paint a picture for our listeners here, which we really appreciate you here on 105.5 WIRI. Really appreciate it. Spend the afternoon with us. So another foul and then another foul. So the count's still sitting at 1-2 after back-to-back foul ball pitches and hits by Honeyager. Still scoreless here. Let's get to enjoy a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday night of baseball. And that pitch is way high, so 2-2 count. Count levels up for Honeyager as Griesbach keeps working there. Winds up in the pitch. And that is hit by Honeyager, right dead center. And not too big of a problem for Dayton Begar, as that's a fly out to center for the second out of the inning with Caleb Ellis coming up to the plate. Ellis playing shortstop for the Red Raiders today. And Rapids starting their lineup with three straight left-handed bats. There's a little wiggle of the bat above his head. First pitch, grounder to third, first, excuse me, and that's just gobbled up there by Chase Robinson, and he steps on the bag, so that's a G3 unassisted if you are scoring a home, and that's the end of the first inning. No score, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on for either team or for the Red Raiders. So we have one complete as we head to the second inning. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. And online at johnsonsons.com.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good bumper of music there, Seth. Thank you for that. Got to get a good 80s tune in there. So thank you very much. A lot of people think that one just for No Doubt, but that was not No Doubt. It was No Doubt, No Doubt. Top of the second inning on our way is Braden Anderson to lead things off for the Tigers. Scoreless game, no hits, and nothing going. His first one is kind of a hold-up swing right off the bat and almost lined up into the dugout for the Tigers. So 0-1 is a count going to Braden Anderson. Second inning of work here for Brett Simonson. And that pitch had a miss, had him swinging and missing. So down 0-2 in the count is Anderson. Keeping an eye on the other game, just about 50 yards away. And Marshfield's getting it back in there as they are in the top of the fourth inning. And Rapids is holding a 7-3 lead. It goes 7-0, then 7-1, now 7-3. It's now in the bottom of the fourth inning, so Rapids hoping to pile on some more runs. And there's your another pitch, and back-to-back balls there as the count is back to 2-2. Wind up in delivery. And that's called low again by the home plate umpire, so we got the count full. Payoff pitch coming, full count. Delivery. Swung on a miss, so he gets out of that jam there as he has his fourth strikeout of the game so far. Coming up next, Mason Anderson, the DH. He's coming up here for the Tigers, looking to get something sparked. As Simonson throws, and that's a grounder over to first. Nice little stop there. First to pitcher covering, and that is an out. So that's a 1-3. That goes Trevor Martin ranging to his right. Nice stop there, and flip over to Brett Simonson for the out. And down quickly, two outs in the inning as Bryce Schrade comes up for the Tigers. That could be a don't want to jinx it, don't want to say it, but it could be a quick inning for Simonson, which wouldn't be too bad as he labored a little bit in that first inning, so hopefully save some pitches for later in the game as the Rapids bats hopefully get going here. There's a first pitch ball and second pitch strike, so he evens things up at 1-1, two outs. Looking in, the windup. Delivery, and that's outside, so it's 2-1 count. Rapids did get a run in the bottom of the fourth there, looking at that, as Sydney Holberg hit a home run to center field, so good for young lady there, gives Rapids a 5-run lead again, so hopefully they can keep that up. As the pitch comes in, it's a ball, 3-1 count. And the delivery, and that is called a strike, so count goes full as Simonson looking to get through this inning unscathed. His windup, pitch, delivery, and it's a bouncer right back to Simonson, who he throws it underhanded to Martin. And that is your third out of the inning. That score that 1-3. And then that other one was 3-1. So we got through one and a half here. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we go back to the other half of the inning. So keep listening here in 105.5 WIRI.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Straits there, can't go wrong with that. So far away from me, which usually right about now is payday, as the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders come to bat at the bottom of the second inning. Matthew Vollert to lead things off, the DH. He's batting in place for Cronkright, the catcher. Vollert, first pitch ball, and second pitch is high and inside, so he works the count 2-0 to his advantage. It was a beautiful afternoon here at the campus of Wisconsin Rapids, Lincoln High School. And pitch low and inside, but swung on either way by Vollert. Some of the other practices just finishing up. Boys tennis, and I can see girls soccer still going on. A little bit of track and field as well. And pitch comes in, and that's called strike. 2-2 count coming the way of Vollert. In comes Griesbach, pitch, and that is hit to right field, just ranging back just a little bit, and that is Anderson. He makes a catch. That's a fly out to right, F9 if you're counting at home, and up comes Trevor Martin.